Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back to the second hour of the Alex Jones Show on the GCN Communications Radio Network. I am Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones today and tomorrow. And if you've been listening the first hour of the show, I've been unmercifully bashing the United Nations, and now I'm switching to Arizona State University and covering an article I've posted on Infowars.com. They're teaching their students to love the concept of destroying the United States of America. It's talking about the America's Society and Council of the Americas as a partner on the Arizona State University website, where they promote the merger of the three countries into one. They call it economic integration, but that's always just one step to the whole enchilada. I want to remind you that David Rockefeller, Chairman Emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations, has his hands in all of this, and he's proud of it. He thinks it's a great idea. I mean, he really does. He thinks that treason, selling out your country, is actually a good thing. And if you don't believe me, believe him. I just have to quote Mr. Rockefeller in his book, Memoirs, which he published in 2002. Have to check out page 405. It's in a chapter called Proud Internationalists. He says this, quote, "Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's a charge, I stand guilty, and I'm proud of it." End quote. So you have David Rockefeller and his Council on Foreign Relations behind all of this stuff. It's obvious. It's right out there in plain sight on the Arizona University website. And then they talk about all the various sections of how they're going to get this done. They break the website into various components. One of them is organizations and university-based centers, and they list some of the universities. You know, originally when I wrote the story, this is kind of like, again, it's like kicking rocks and you find roaches. And this rock got kicked and this roach popped out, and it was Arizona State University. And so I thought, well, this is the first university that's actually teaching this. And I sent the copy of the story to my producer, Kelly Taylor, and she said, "No, Bob, I kicked up another rock, and they're not the first. They're just one of them." Turns out that there's another nest of these people that's been at this a long, long time, actually since 1998. Pace University has been involved in this. Their School of Business in New York has been involved in this. Duluth University, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Duluth University in Nova Scotia. And there's a university called ATC in Montreal, and also there's an EGADE, Institut Technological de Estudios Superiores, in Monterrey, Mexico, that's been involved in this since about 1998. They were members of the Pan American Partnership for Business Training, and this whole thing is run by yet another cockroach that we've found out about, by the name of Stephen Blank. Stephen Blank is a professor of international business and management at Pace University's Lubin School of Business. And listen to this guy's resume. 74 to 75, an international affairs fellow of the Council on Foreign Relations. Well, go figure. And it says he's served as a visiting fellow at the Royal Institute of International Affairs of London. And he was a scholar in residence at the Rockefeller Foundation's Villa Serbelloni in Bellagio, Italy, in 1976. My goodness. Gee, it never ends. All right, when we get back from the break, we're going to have Jerome Corsi come up, and we'll discuss all this with him. Bob Dacey for Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, this is Bob Dacey once again substituting for Alex Jones. And we have a guest on by the name of Jerome Corsi. Mr. Corsi is the author of a book called Atomic Iran and the co-author of Black Gold Stranglehold and the New York Times bestseller Unfit for Command. And he's also written a lot of other books, and he's got a Ph.D. from Harvard University. And Mr. Corsi, are you there?
Hey, Bob, I'm right here.
Oh, great. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm glad you decided to come on today. We ran into each other several months ago. We corresponded. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, sure. I remember very well.
I sent you a couple of links to some articles, an article I had written back in 2005 about the FTAA and the fact that the highway system was part of that deal.
Right.
And I came to find out that, you know, people such as myself and Alex and other people in the whatever you want to call us, truth movement or patriot community, or I prefer to think of myself as a strict constructionist of the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
Find out that we've got allies, and you're one of them. You were one of the first guy. You are the first guy in the mainstream to actually assault this North American Union. And I'm looking at some of these articles that you have written over the last several months. North American Union to replace USA, President Biden quietly creating NAFTA Plus. How did you get involved in the discovery of this process and disseminating the information?
Well, Avav, I started writing the book with Jim Gilchrist, the founder of the Minuteman Project. The book that we put out together called Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders. We published it earlier in 2006. As we were doing the research for that book, I couldn't answer over again as I went to the border, you know, why President Bush would not secure the border. It was obvious it wasn't being done, and we have a war on terror going on. Well, in the research we did for the book, we were able to prove that Hezbollah terrorists have gotten into the United States by crossing our border with Mexico. We had incontrovertible proof, and that the federal government has prosecuted some of those people. There was a group up in Dearborn, Michigan. They bribed Mexican consular officials in Beirut. They got in through Mexico. They set up shop in Dearborn. And what they did in Dearborn was they started sending money back to Hezbollah in Lebanon. So they're in federal prison. Now, you know, President Bush, if you're going to conclude that all the policies of the federal government have a reason, and that's the line we chose to pursue, I chose to conclude that President Bush was keeping that border open intentionally. And there had to be an explanation for it. And, you know, expert after expert that we talked to kept pointing to the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, which had been agreed to or declared. I don't think there's actually been any signed agreement. Waco, Texas, in March 23rd, 2005, when President Bush and Vincente Fox and Canada's Paul Martin, then the Prime Minister, decided we were in the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. And as I pursued that, it became clear that at that time, President Bush agreed to erase the borders, and that's why they were not being closed. An agreement had been made to keep the border with Mexico and the border with Canada wide open. And the only border we were going to protect is the perimeter around the continent. And so that's how I got into the research. It was the only way I could answer what to me was an apparent contradiction, and that is a war on terror with a border with Mexico and Canada that's wide open.
So you're talking about dissolving the borders.
That was my first breakthrough, is there had to be a reason as to why the borders were being left wide open. And the reason turned out to be the Security and Prosperity Partnership. And that is a plan to ultimately, I believe, create a North American Union as a regional government just like the European Union.
Well, I wonder if you agree with me on this. I'm sure you've read the Council on Foreign Relations paper
from
the North American community.
Absolutely.
It seems to be the blueprint for the whole thing. Would you agree?
Well, yes. In fact, one of the co-chairs of that panel, Robert Pastor, is a professor at American University. He's written and explicitly said that Council on Foreign Relations is a blueprint. And I interviewed him yesterday by telephone for an article I'm going to publish in WorldNet Daily tomorrow. And, you know, Pastor pretty much openly acknowledges that Council on Foreign Relations building on North American community is the blueprint behind the Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Well, that pretty much dovetails with what David Rockefeller says about globalism and working against the best interests of the United States. I mean, really admit it. It's just out in the open. Yeah, we're doing this. What's the problem?
They admit it. They do it in an incremental way. In other words, you know, Robert Pastor maintains that he is wanting to create only a North American community. He'll say that a political integration is impossible at this time. At this time. That's the key. And he won't deny that he's putting in place all of the infrastructure pieces that would lead there. And that you know, with these pieces in place, it's going to look different. I mean, I even pointed out to him in interviewing him, and I continually write about that it's the same plan that was done in Europe with the European Union in place over 50 years. And now we have documents like we've got Jean Monnet's memoirs, and Monnet, who is the architect of the European Union from France, Monnet pretty clearly says in his memoirs that he used deceit, that he knew he couldn't reveal his true plan, which is to create a European Union. If he did, it would be rejected. So he intentionally did it piecemeal. He put it in piece by piece, knowing that each piece put in would make the next piece more logical, more necessary, easier to achieve, and that he was patient. It went from basically a steel and coal agreement in the Treaty of Rome in 1959, you know, through various stages to a European common market, to a European community, to European Union, and then the final stage was the Euro. And they still don't have a constitution in place for the European Union. Of course, the bureaucrats operating the European Union as a regional government in Luxembourg and Brussels don't care. They're just operating business as usual, constitution or no constitution. They don't care.
Well, that somewhat sounds familiar to me, everything you just said, because I think the NAFTA started out as a little steel union also.
Well, in fact, the steel component of NAFTA is still very central. I mean, the SPP working groups, we obtained 1,000 pages under a Freedom of Information Act request from SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership. It's organized in the Department of Commerce, although it draws throughout the bureaucracy from all the different departments. And we've archived those papers on MinutemanProject.com. And if you take a look there, you'll see quite a bit of stuff on North American steel policy. And, you know, that's been one of the central things that SPP.gov has done, just like it was done in Europe. And I think it's the same model. We'll go from NAFTA, and now Robert Pastor's pressing to put in place some more components of what he considers important for a North American community. And once we get that in place, if all the time denying that they want to do a North American Union, I expect they'll try to create some crisis. In fact, I've got Pastor on record now. He published an article in Spanish in which he basically said we need a 9/11 crisis to create a North American community. And I read it in Spanish. I'm married to a woman who was born in Argentina, an Italian woman. I've spoken fluent Spanish for a long time. By the way, I'm also not opposed to immigration. We've sponsored people to be legally immigrating from El Salvador. But at any rate, Pastor says that it's going to take a crisis to create the North American community. And so now that's the first time that's really been openly stated. And I'm glad I got that on record before the crisis happened.
That makes me nervous when you say that, because they like to create crises in order to get what they want. It's kind of a standard operating procedure of these people. I understand that Mr. Pastor is a Marxist. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, certainly his early... I write extensively about that, too. I mean, he began his career after Harvard. He went through the same school of Harvard I went through. He has a PhD from the Department of Government, the Litauer School. I went through just a few years before he did. And then he went to the Institute for Policy Studies in Washington and worked with them. Now, the Institute for Policy Studies is a socialist communist organization. It was founded by the person who created Fabergé, who was an admitted communist, and Cora Weiss, who continued a lot of the funding of the organization, another admitted communist. And the organization, you know, there was a whole book written about the organization, which is called, Covert Cadre. It was a very famous book written a few years ago. Just dropped it off my bookshelf by a guy named S. Stephen Powell. And it was inside the Institute for Policy Studies. And he documented extensively not only Robert Pastor's involvement with IPS, but the communist nature of the organization. So that's where Pastor started. Then he worked on the Linowitz Committee, Saul Linowitz, who was another socialist, and ended up on the National Security Council under Jimmy Carter. The Linowitz Commission called for giving the Panama Canal to Panama, and that was one of the major assignments of Robert Pastor when he was on the National Security Council working for Jimmy Carter.
And if you will recall, if I may interrupt you, when Jimmy Carter was running for president, he openly, publicly stated that if he was president, he would not give away the Panama Canal. And the first thing he did when he became president was do the exact opposite. So, I mean, that's a historical fact. It's not disputable. Okay, we're talking with Jerome Corsi. He writes for Human Events magazine. He also writes for WorldNet Daily. And after the break, we're going to be back and continue to discuss this American Union.
We
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that at the 29 Palms Marine Base located in California, a questionnaire was given to Marines stationed there? It discussed the United States military under UN command. Would the Marines accept this? The final statement to be answered, yes or no, was, I would fire upon American citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government. Is this what Americans want? Forced confiscation of guns? We'd like to help you understand how these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Bob Dacey for Alex Jones back on the Alex Jones Show. We have with us Dr. Jerome Corsi, writes for Human Events Magazine, and we are discussing the North American Union. And we're discussing the, I think we've pretty well established that Robert Pastor, the one of the fellows who wrote this treasonous document called Building a North American Community, which is the blueprint for the merger of Canada, United States, and Mexico into one country. We pretty well established that this guy is a Marxist, communist, socialist type, and I don't think that's very good for the United States of America. That's just my opinion. Dr. Corsi, I wanted to punctuate that. I wanted to add to that. When I attended last October, it was a year ago, October, for the New American Magazine, a conference at Baylor University having to do with this North American Union. I was at a dinner at the beginning of that conference, and this keynote speaker was another communist, Dr. Subhachai Panichpakti. He's the former head of the United Nations World Trade Organization. And this guy is the keynote speaker, and he actually, during his keynote speech, said that he was having a conversation recently with Bo Zilai, the trade minister of Communist China, and that, you know, his father, Bo Yibo, was one of the heroes of the Chinese Communist Revolution. I don't know why he said that. Maybe he wanted to impress all the intellectuals, all the business people there, and all the nutty professors at Baylor. I don't know. But the man actually said in a positive manner, it's like a bragging thing, that the son of one of Mao's murderers is the trade minister of China. The guy's a communist, so it doesn't surprise me that Mr. Pastor is the same thing.
The whole thinking of Pastor, I think, is he in particular is very anti-American in terms of his idea. He's written a couple of books. He wrote a book with a communist, Jorge Castaneda, who was a Mexican communist candidate for president of Mexico, also turned out to be the foreign minister for Vicente Fox. Pastor and Castaneda traded houses, lived in each other's houses, and wrote a book together, in which they each wrote separate sections of it, and they wrote the final chapter together. And, you know, Boy Pastor's themes and a lot of what he does is that the United States is too powerful, that we're too arrogant, that we exert our influence too much, and he wants to reduce and diminish the power of the United States. I'd like to subjugate the United States more to Mexico and Canada, and he's very positively disposed towards Mexico. I don't find that he's nearly spent the time in Canada. And, you know, that's all an anti-American kind of wish. And his thinking is often to subjugate the United States, very much like the European Union sought to subjugate Germany. You know, not realizing that Germany would probably end up dominating the European Union to everybody else's detriment, which is largely what's happened.
Well, in colloquial terms that I coined, by the way, Mexico is a crookocracy. How can anyone want to merge the United States with the crookedest country in the Western Hemisphere? How in any stretch of the imagination can that come out good for the good old U.S. of A.?
Well, I think that's a good question. I mean, I'm concerned about the Security and Prosperity Partnership. We've got this trusted traveler and trusted trader program where we're going to let, you know, just on biometric and other electronic identification, we're going to let anybody from Mexico or any trucking company come across the borders. And Mexico is a drug cartel-controlled country. A few oligarchical families control the wealth. Corruption and graft, bribery are the order of the day in Mexico. If you want to get anything done, you've got to bribe somebody.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can give a concrete example of that. A few years ago, I used to go to this gun show here in Austin all the time, selling gun safes to keep the evil things out of the hands of people who aren't supposed to touch them. And at that time, during that period, it was probably 1999, I think, one of the guys that frequented the gun show made the mistake of crossing the border into Mexico, and he had a round of a .22 shell on his dashboard. And boy, in order to get him out of there, they had to bribe him out. So that's just the way it is. Okay, once again we're coming up on a break. We're talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi about the North American Union, and we'll be back in a few.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
All right, this is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones. Once again, we're talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi about the North American Union, and I want to finish up on my little anecdotal story about the corruption in Mexico. Fella crosses the border, accidentally has a .22 shell on the dashboard of his truck. Well, the federales arrest him, and they throw him in jail, and they accuse him of smuggling arms to the Chiapas rebels. Okay, so everybody in the gun show community was concerned about this, and I called my local congressman, at the time was Lloyd Doggett, and I got a hold of one of his representatives, and I explained the situation to him, and the man just flat out said it. He says, listen, you know how it is in Mexico. The only way you're going to get anything done down there is to bribe somebody.
Well, that's right.
You know, that's just the way it works down there. And so we're going to merge with Mexico, and Dr. Pastor thinks that's a great idea, right?
Well, and also the idea that we're going to rely on Mexico for our border security while we've got a war on terror going on. Just shows you the war on terror is probably a joke altogether.
Well, you say probably a joke. I don't, you know, let's get this straight. You just laid out a situation which has happened already where a bunch of terrorists have been caught, arrested, tried, and convicted, and they're in U.S. prisons coming up through Mexico, right?
That's exactly right. We'll give you their names. If you look in the book, take a look in my book, Minutemen, Battle to Secure America's Borders, and go, I'm going to go right now, page 162.
Uh-huh.
And I'll read you their name.
All right, let's do this, because we like to document everything we say, right?
That's right.
Because it's so fantastic.
March 1st, 2005, Mahmoud Yousaf Qurani pleaded guilty to federal charges. They'd used the meetings in his home in Dearborn, Michigan to raise money for Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon. Page 162 of Minutemen, the Battle to Secure America's Borders. And if you look at the footnote, it'll even tell you the case number and give you the Internet link to go look at the prosecutor's records up on the Internet. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. I mean, it's basically, we had the entire thing fully documented. And then we also showed another couple of cases. There was in 2002, Salim Bukhadar Mukartafil, who had a cafe in Mexico, Tijuana. It was a cafe was called the Lebanese Cafe in downtown Tijuana, and he was using that restaurant to smuggle Hezbollah agents into the United States for cash. I mean, it was a whole smuggling scheme. It was busted by the Federales. And November 12, 2003, it's on page 164 of Minutemen, the Battle to Secure America's Borders. The Mexican authorities actually even arrested Imelda Ortiz Abdallah, who was the Mexican consul in Lebanon, and charged him with human trafficking charges for helping Bukhadar organize a smuggling scheme in Tijuana and the Lebanese Cafe. I mean, how much more documentation do we need?
Well, I don't think you need any more documentation. I think it's well documented. The question is, doesn't President Bush know about this?
he's got to know about it. If he doesn't, I'll be happy to send him a copy of the book with this section outlined in yellow and make it easy for him to find it.
So once again, assuming that the administration, we all know that they're out to protect us from evil terrorists, right?
Right.
That's what they keep telling us, that they give us an anal probe at the airport, and some of them give you your own private room for your anal, probe.
Well, that's why, you know, the whole issue of we better fight them over there in Iraq before we have to fight them here is a joke. We're letting them in here through the back door.
Yeah, well, and the question is, why? You know,
well, that's a good question.
I mean, you have a chief executive officer of the United States, the president, who is elected, he puts his hand on a Bible in front of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, which is required, actually, in the Constitution, and he swears an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. I mean, this is on national TV. This is documentable, right?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
So
take a look at these things I'm publishing. I got the article yesterday, and it's reprinted here today again on WorldNet Daily, about how this dollar collapse that we're in the very first stages of, dollar is being devalued. We've got a huge trade delegation. We've got five cabinet secretaries in China, Secretary Paulson, and also even Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke. Our debt to China, our trade deficit, is huge and growing. And I'm saying here that the dollar collapse is imminent.
Do you think the dollar collapse is this?
I think dollar is imminent. And I think what will result in that is that'll be the crisis needed to put the Amero in.
Okay,
currency of North America.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask you. You think that this is the crisis that you referred to earlier, that in order to give them an excuse to bring in the Amero?
I think it's all been, you know, we take a look at these pieces and you've got to say, okay, if the dollar is going to collapse, and I've got a piece today in WorldNet Daily that shows out of this federal, you know, we're now required to, the Treasury is going to release it on Friday, which is a report on they do one time a year, a gap accounting of the federal deficit. Well, they've been saying the federal deficit is about $284 billion. The true number that this report on Friday is going to show is $3.5
trillion. It's a little bit of a magnitude of a difference there, isn't it?
Yes, a trillion with a T. And the difference is that what the Treasury reports all year long is kind of a cash basis. In other words, the Social Security taxes produce tax revenue, and the Treasury just uses it to pay current obligations, whatever they are. But in the GAAP accounting, they're forced to address all of the Social Security liabilities that are not being reserved for and the Medicare liabilities, forced to do it all on a GAAP accounting basis, not a cash basis. And when you do that and you put all those liabilities in, instead of $284 billion as the deficit of the 2006 federal budget from George Bush, it's going to be $3.5 trillion or more.
Yeah, but I don't think you have anything to worry about there because, after all, you know, they just print the money out of thin air anyway. It's just going to make the money worthless, but they'll pay for everything, you know. I mean,
well, they've been monetizing our debt for years, and that's what they've been doing, Bob. But there comes a point where you can't do it anymore, and that point happens if the dollar seriously begins to collapse. I mean, the stories I've done this past week have talked to some people who follow this very closely. The Fed quit printing data on M3. M3 is a money supply index that has been used, especially since Milton Friedman, to watch the growth of the economy. Money supply is one of those critical indexes on monetary policy. M3 is the broadest index. It indicates really the full range of money that's around in the economy, and M3 plus credit, just about all the money you can find. It's been increasing at 11%. I found some economists who have reconstructed the data, even though the Fed no longer prints it.
So they're backing into the amount, and they estimate it to be what now?
Well, the deficit is going to be $3.5 trillion, but not printing M3. See, M3, the economy is awash in liquidity. There's all kinds of money around, and that's what's keeping the stock market up. It's what's keeping a lot of things afloat. And also, the yield curve is inverted, which means long-term interest rates are lower than short-term interest rates, which usually only happens when we go into a recession. So what I'm saying is that the situation we're at right now is at the beginning of a pretty deep recession. It's begun. And the dollar is going to go into a crisis through that recession, in which it could dramatically be devalued and possibly even collapse. If these kinds of things begin happening, then the American public are going to wake up to the reality that, you know, the government has probably allowed ourselves to become bankrupt, and it's because of several things, but certainly the huge trade deficits we're running with China under NAFTA and free trade agreements. All the manufacturing is going to China. China's shipping in tons of slave goods here, and they're coming in through the NAFTA superhighways that are being planned, like the Trans-Texas Corridor in Texas, with these goods coming in through ports like Manzanilla and Lazaro Cardenas down in the Pacific in Mexico.
Well, let's talk about that, because that is, all this stuff is linked. You know, the dissolving of the borders, the North American Union merging Canada, United States, and Mexico into one unit, both politically and economically and even culturally. All this stuff is linked, but when you talk about the economic component of it, the central beneficiary of this NAFTA superhighway is not the Mexicans. It's not us. It's the communist Chinese.
Well, that's right.
Do you want to elaborate on that as to why?
Well, sure. I mean, all the manufacturing is going over to China. China has slaves, actually literally slaves, political prisoners in concentration camps, and they've also got people that are paid 20, 30 cents an hour to work in these 4,000-person factories. They have to live there and sleep there.
Yeah, I've seen some of the documentaries.
They're charged for their food and their rent, and they're only paid 30 or 40 cents an hour.
They owe their soul to the company store?
That's right, exactly. It's the old Tennessee Ernie Ford song all over again. And if we allow that to happen, previously we had free trade agreements that had anti-slavery or anti-dumping clauses in it, which would not let the goods from this kind of, you know, production come in. But Bush administration, Kmart, I guess it's wrong to have African-American slaves because we can see them. But it's not wrong for these people to have Chinese slaves because I guess they're little yellow people we can't see. Well, I want to tell you it's wrong in both instances. And I'll say it's okay to use the Chinese labor like this is immoral and wrong, and it's going to produce the same kind of crises that, you know, using the African-American slaves did in the 1700s and 1800s.
Yeah, but now you have this high-tech slavery system where, you know, like, let's say some of the slaves misbehave too much, well, they can turn them from slaves into prisoners, And then once they're prisoners, they can harvest their body organs and sell them on the open market.
Well, China's doing that too.
Exactly. I mean, that is not a joke. They are doing it openly, and their excuse is, well, they're just prisoners.
I've documented that in the articles I've written too.
I mean, can the listeners just back up for a minute and appreciate the moral horror that we're talking about here?
Everybody should appreciate it because it's unacceptable. It's the same kind of thing we did in the 1700s and 1800s. And if you allow capitalism to proceed in an unbridled way, you know, I'm sure before the Civil War you could have found plenty of people who would have argued for you that slavery was part of the economic system and we needed it. In fact, that's largely why the war was fought, Civil War. And, you know, again, in this case, we're probably going to be facing another kind of war eventually to pay the price of this slavery that we're allowing to come into the United States. And while we're doing it, the manufacturing jobs are being sucked out of here, just like Ross Perot said they would be. Even the jobs in Mexico, Mexican labor is not cheap enough compared to Chinese. And if we allow this to go on, you know, if China starts getting economically improved at all, well, they'll just move on to Indonesia or to the Middle East or wherever they can actually get more slaves cheaper again. Because the international globalists don't care where the goods come from, just so they're cheap.
I would like to add to that myself also. At the conference that I attended in October, over a year ago, at Baylor University, this Free Trade in the Americas conference, one of the speakers at one of the talks was Victor Lopez Villafane, who was the trade representative from Mexico, whatever, and he gave a talk, a PowerPoint presentation. And he said that NAFTA, when it started, looked pretty good for Mexico, but that now because of the communist Chinese coming in, Mexico is getting the shaft. And he actually said that Mexico was the third partner in NAFTA, although they didn't have to sign the agreement. China was the third partner. And he was upset about it. China
is the winner of NAFTA.
Absolutely. No question about it.
So the reason these superhighways are being created is to allow the Chinese goods to come into the United States cheaper.
Yeah, because the most expensive component of the transportation of the communist Chinese slave goods is when they get to our shores,
That's right.
The Americans actually have to touch them, and they actually make a living.
And if they've all got to come in through Long Beach or Los Angeles.
Okay, so that means Teamsters and longshoremen.
And also they've got to bring them across the Rocky Mountains and into the center of the country. And
that means American truckers.
And also United Transportation workers on the trains.
Okay, so basically one of the economic components of this superhighway is to completely avoid American transportation industry.
Or to minimize it to the extent it can be minimized.
And then once these things, by the way, I'm very well aware, and I'm sure you are, that it's the port of Lázaro Cárdenas, is how you pronounce it?
Lázaro Cárdenas, yeah.
The communist Chinese have a deal, that's Hutchison Port Holdings,
right,
which is a subsidiary of Hutchison Whampoa, the communist Chinese humongous company, has a deal with Walmart to expand that port from its about 100,000 container capacity per year to 700,000 per year to then 2 million containers per year. And, of course, that causes a problem, Dr. Corsi. How are they going to get all the communist Chinese slave goods from that port, which they're expanding like crazy, up into the United States? How are they going to get them there?
First of all, the idea is if that port is below Kansas City, those Trans-Texas Corridor, which is going to get built first, go from Laredo, Texas, 4 football fields wide, highway and train corridor, and that'll allow the trucks and the trains in Mexico. Kansas City Southern's already bought the Mexican trains. So they build themselves as the NAFTA railroad. So you can have Mexican truck drivers, Mexican train workers, Mexican dock workers at Lázaro Cárdenas. And they're also going to open up a little north of that, Manzanilla. They're going to open up on the west coast of, on the Baja, a port called Punta Colonet. Also, they're going to deepen and, you know, they can dig a new Panama Canal, which Hutchison Whampoa manages each end of that now, thanks to Jimmy Carter and Robert Pastor. And they'll take a deeper one, so these post-Panamax ships that don't fit through the current canal, now China's going to have ships, container ships, that carry 12,500 containers. Now those are, that's more containers. That's about three or four times the size of any container ship anybody's seen. And, you know, when you get those containers stacked up in there, it's going to look like a skyscraper in terms of its height. Those container ships will now go through the Panama Canal, and they can go directly across the Gulf of Mexico and land in Florida, ports like Miami or Jacksonville. So these corridors that are being built, like the Trans-Texas Corridor, you can have multiple ones of them. You can bring these goods in by water through Mexico to, you know, or across the Panama Canal to where you're not having to lug anything east or west across the United States. And Mexico is already going to have a customs office in Kansas City. That'll make it easier, too.
All right. Dr. Jerome Corsi, stay there. Are you going to be able to hang with us for the next hour?
For a little while, sure. I can hang with you for a while.
Okay. Well, we're going to be right back after the break talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi about the North American Union.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Way up, way up, go. North to Alaska, go north, the rest is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rest is on.
Okay, this is Bob Daisy back with Dr. Jerome Corsi. I think we ought to be talking about north to Kansas City, because that's where the NAFTA Superhighway is going to have its Mexican customs port right in the middle of the United States, and that's not a conspiracy theory either. They're building that. Dr. Corsi, again, I want to get back to this problem here. You've got these massive communist Chinese slave goods ships coming across the ocean, docking at these ports, which they're expanding with Walmart's help. But we still haven't gotten the communist Chinese slave goods from the southwestern part of Mexico to the border. Now, how is that going to come about?
Well, the basic idea here is the borders are going to simply be stopping points electronically. According to SPP.gov, the Security and Prosperity Partnership working groups that got established after this Waco, Texas meeting, the Mexican trucks are going to be considered trusted traders. They're going to get issued these Sentry chips, so they can put these electronic chips in their truck, and when they come to the border, it'll be like going through an easy pass. They'll get recognized as a trusted trader, and they'll go across the border.
Yeah, but we already established that Mexico is a crookocracy, and all you got to—I mean, who knows what's going to be in those trucks?
Well, and also Mexican drug companies, cartels, have been buying trucking companies for a decade to launder cash.
Did you let me back up. I don't think I heard you correctly. Are you saying that the Mexican drug cartels are buying Mexican trucking companies?
Absolutely.
You just said that?
Uh-huh. They own they own a lot of the so-called legitimate businesses. Well, trucking is one of the ones the drug companies use. How they get their drugs around? They buy the trucking company.
Okay, I'm looking at a website from a company called Savvy Technology. Which is a Lockheed Martin company.
Yep, and I've been writing about them, too.
I want to just read this here. This is from 2005. It's from a press release of theirs. Savvy Technology and Hutchison Port Holdings established new company to deploy RFID network to track and manage ocean cargo shipments.
That's right.
Okay,
what they're going to do, and not only that, that subsidiary that they set up together with Hutchison Whampoa is negotiating a contract right now with NASCO. NASCO is in Dallas. They're a trade organization. They're committed to North American Super Corridor Coalition.
Yeah.
And they're the ones who have been supporting this I-35 corridor.
Exactly.
I've been calling it NAFTA Superhighway.
Right.
So now, you know, Hutchison Whampoa, the communist Chinese, are going to be able to have direct information about all the trucks and trains and everything else, RFID chips. They'll know where they are in America at any given time. I guess if you want to put a nuclear weapon in one of those containers, you could even track its progress through the United States until you detonated it. Probably detonated it through one of those RFID chips if you wanted to.
I just kind of wonder again why our administration seems to be so oblivious to all of this information.
It's unbelievable to me. And, you know, the Bush administration, all the things I've been writing, they've been telling people who call into the congressman's offices and everything else, oh, this is just normal course of business. We're in a dialogue. If you look at SPP.gov's website, they've got a myths versus facts section, and they say, we're not building a North American union. Well, what are they doing? Why don't we shut down SPP.gov? We don't need all this integration and harmonization of our laws.
I need to get this straight. You see, you've got this huge, the big picture here. You've got American jobs and manufacturing shutting down all over the country, going to China because of onerous regulations here and because of American trade policy that's foisted on us by the Congress. And then this is just going to exacerbate that as they make more and more and more cheap communist Chinese slave goods. And this insanity will continue. This is insanity after the top of the hour. Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.